AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The devastation in Maui continues to unfold. Governor Josh Green says at least 96 people were killed in last week's wildfires. He expects some 20 victims' remains will be found every day as searchers go door to door. More from our Donna Warder.
Green says more than 2,700 structures are destroyed in Lahaina at an estimated value of $5.6 billion.
It is a harrowing sight in Maui. When those providers, the police and this division do come across scenes in houses or businesses, is very difficult for them because they know ultimately they will be sharing with our people that there have been more fatalities.
I'm Donna Warder.
Six white former Mississippi police officers who tortured two black men will plead guilty to state-level charges. The episode ended with an officer shooting one of the victims in the mouth. Some of these officers called themselves the Goon Squad because of their use of excessive force. There are predictions there could be another indictment against former President Donald Trump, this one in Georgia. Prosecutor Fani Willis has spent more than 2 years looking into whether Trump and his associates illegally meddled into the 2020 election results. On ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos, Congressman Jamie Raskin, a Democrat, says Trump has acted as if he's above the law.
Government is not an instrument of the common good and the public interest. Government is an instrument for private self-enrichment for the guy who gets in.
Russia launched three waves of nighttime air attacks in the southern Ukraine port city of Odessa. The Ukrainian Air Force says all the drones and missiles were intercepted. Stocks turned lower at the start of today's trading day. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are opening slightly lower on Wall Street ahead of a full week of reports that will shed light on how optimistic shoppers are feeling. Markets are hoping that strong spending by consumers will help keep the economy out of a recession. The S&P 500 was 0.2% lower in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow was down 63 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq was just barely lower. It's the latest step back in a lull for the stock market this month, after what had been a gangbusters first 7 months of the year. U.S. Steel jumped 26%. The company said over the weekend that it had rejected a buyout offer from Cleveland Cliffs. Yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 4.20%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Amazon says it's rolling out an artificial intelligence feature that summarizes product reviews. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.